I'd like to talk a little bit about Jannat al-Baqi on the 3rd of Shaban, 3 years after Hijrah. One of the greatest or good friends of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, called Uthman ibn Madhun, died. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoyed his company, worked with him before he had joined Sayyidah Khadija alayhi salam, and was very close to him. And when he died that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at a distance outside Medina, cleared a few trees and in the shade of the surrounding trees buried his good friends. He placed two stones to mark the grave. And this place, which was outside Medina, Medina was a small village, grew as a graveyard. Today it is part of Medina, but it wasn't then. Uthman ibn Mazun was so much liked by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Imam Ali alayhi salam that even 30 years later, when Imam Ali alayhi salam had a son through Ummul Baneen, she had four sons. One of them was Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, another one was Uthman. Imam Ali named his son Uthman, saying, "I have named him after Uthman ibn Mazun." When you look out at Baqi, besides all the personalities that we know about, think of these personalities. Another person that is buried here is the wife of Shamun. Shamun used to be a Jew for whom Imam Ali alayhi salam used to work for. He used to look out of his window and watch this man, this amazing man, draw water from the well. And he used to think that this man should not be doing work like this. Well, one day there was somebody who came to ask for alms. And Sayyidah Fatima had two veils or chadars. She took one that was spare and she goes up to Shamun and she asks to pawn that chadar of hers. When Shamun saw this, he converted immediately to becoming a Muslim, because I thought that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam claimed prophethood for power and wealth, but if his daughter could come and ask me to pawn a chadar, because when he looked at the state of the chadar, it was in tatters, he knew that it was for the right reasons. Well, because of his conversion, he and his family were boycotted by the Jews. When his wife died, it was a cold night in Medina. Nobody was willing to bury her. Sayyidah gave her ghusl in coffin, and Imam Ali alayhi salam buried her in Baqi. As you look out at Baqi, think of all these people. Ask Allah in their name, for their sake, using their shafa'ah, to grant you your hajat and forgive you your sins.